This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
In America, if you were in America today, it's National Eat a Peach Day. And you'd be encouraged to eat as many peaches and fill your face with those lovely, soft, sweet, fuzzy little creations. We're not American, so all we can do is go to the North Coast where Paula McIntyre is in her kitchen making a peach shortcake. How are you?
I'm great. I didn't know it was National Peach Day or Eat a Peach Day.
I think it's an American thing more than anything else.
Doesn't matter.
It's, I mean, we don't
serendipitous occasion.
We don't really grow peaches here, should we? We don't have the sunshine.
You can, John. I've had peaches. No, they grow actually nectarines in Glenarm Castle.
Oh, right.
In their greenhouse, and I know that Ballywalter, I think they grow nectarines and maybe peaches too. So no, I've had Antrim peaches, and they were beautiful actually.
Yeah.
You know, you could get a nice, a really hot greenhouse, you can. So there you are. But the ones I'm using today are actually Spanish.
Lovely.
But you can get the Italian peaches. Obviously nicer when you go to Italy and are sitting in a, you know, I don't know, sitting in a grove somewhere eating the peach with the juice running down your face. But anyway.
Nice and soft. You always suspect that if there isn't enough sunshine, they're going to be like hard as apples, but you want them.
Yeah.
You want the juice. As somebody said, when you eat it, it's like eating a watermelon. It's the only thing you can eat and wash your face at the same time.
Yeah, well, it was sticky too, but no, I think when I buy the peaches, John, I leave them sitting out for a couple of days, mm-hmm. and they just, you know, just to bring them to room temperature, and then you can, you know, they're fragrant then, and you can, and the taste of peaches, you know, sometimes they're chilled in shops, and then, you know, but you have to bring them back up to temperature just to get that lovely, you know, that lovely
aroma.
Fragrance with them. And,
yeah.
And then when you, and the peaches, I quite like peaches because they're sweet, but they've got that tartness as well, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, they're not completely sweet. It's just, they're one of my favourite fruits now, I have to say. I love them.
That mixture of sweet and kind of tangy as well.
That's it.
So
tangy,
you're not doing Peach
really?
Melba. Peach Melba was named after Nellie Melba, wasn't it? The opera singer.
That's right,
But this is not Peach Melba.
And
this is kind of a peach cake.
Yeah, and I've got raspberries in it as well. Raspberries to accompany it, so it's kind of as a riff on a peach melba. No, it's a peach shortcake. So, but not a shortcake. It's not a hard shortcake. It's a. I've just made the shortcake mix, John, by just beating up soft butter and sugar, mm-hmm. you know, until it's nice and pale and fluffy, and then there are a couple of egg yolks go into that, which is unusual for a shortcake. Some plain flour, a bit of baking powder, and then. Either I've put in some ground almonds, but you know, it's one of those things, if you don't want to put in nuts, obviously just put in an extra amount of flour.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you, you know, like me, if you have a few bags of different nuts hanging around the cupboards, get them all winged in, you know, and then that way you can use them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get the clothes peg off them. I don't know if anybody else does that.
That's
you know,
right.
You get your roll up, you get the clothes pegs. So undo your clothes pegs and get whatever nuts you have hanging around into this. And then you just mix it all together, John, wrap it up and put it into a bag or into cling film. I chill it for at least an hour until it kind of solidifies. What I do if I can't wait is just stick it into the freezer
right.
for half an hour. And then take take a nice baking tray and butter it, because you want to, you don't want to put parchment paper in this, you know, because you want to get it nice and, you know, crispy at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then coarsely grate the shortcake, half of it. Just grate it in the, you know, put it onto the grater, and then just press that into the bottom of the cake tin.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the peach bit. So what I did was just took the peaches, cut them in half, and then stoned them. So give them a wee twist. And that's when you know they're perfectly ripe, because when they're perfectly ripe, you know, that stone will come out really easily. If they're not so ripe, you know, so that's the ones I've used here, thankfully, were ripe. And then just chop them up and into a wee bit of maple syrup.
Do you take
and
the skin off them?
No, I didn't, John. I didn't. You could do. And if you want to do that, just score the top, plunge them into really rapidly boiling water,
mm-hmm.
and then take them out and put them into ice cold water straight away, just for about 10 seconds into the boiling water, and they'll peel easily.
Oh, right, kind of like
ripe.
A tomato.
Yeah, but I sort of think, is life a wee bit too short at this stage to peel a peach whenever it's going to go into the middle of a shortcake, and it's a wee bit of extra roughage
and a wee bit of colour as well. You'll see that wee bit of pink,
wee bit of colour. Hi, exactly, beautiful. So they're just cooked down, and the juice will come out of them to mix with the maple syrup and just a wee bit of soft brown sugar or whatever sugar you have, and take the peaches out of that when they're cold. Leave the liquor in, and then just spread the peaches on top of that bottom layer of shortcake, and then grate the top layer, grate the rest of the shortcake over it, and just scatter around. It'll all cook beautifully. That goes into the oven, bake it for about 25 minutes, and then take it out and let it cool down. Mm-hmm. And then you cut it up into these lovely wee squares I have here now, John. They're lovely. And what you've got is the peach sort of melts into the shortcake as well. So you've got this nice crisp shortcake, which is crisp on the top, wee bit soft. You've got a soft, lovely layer of peaches, and then your shortcake at the bottom. So it's just peaches and a lovely layer of buttery goodness. So that's
so they're
it.
Wee individual cakes then?
That's it. Just cut them up. Or what you could do is just, you can have this warm if you want it. And then I've got, you know, the liquor that you've got left from the peaches.
Mm-hmm.
When it's cool, all I did was mix it in with some raspberries, either frozen or fresh, or defrosted or fresh. Smash that up, a wee bit of, fold it into double cream, and then season, just a wee bit of icing sugar if you want to, and a nice dollop of that raspberry cream just on the side with your peach shortcake. And the shortcake's great, John. You can have it as a warm, even from the oven,
yeah,
with that cold cream or some ice cream. Or leave it until it cools completely, and it's a nice tray bake. You know, it's nice to have with a cup of tea.
It's a fancy tray bake for a cup of tea, that.
It's a very fancy tray bake. It's nearly like an American tray bake.
That's delicious. So, well, that would certainly, you know, celebrate your National Eat a Peach Day if you're an American. That would be a beautiful
day.
Way to
I think
do
we should. Do you not think we should adopt that? Because I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
National,
not just for peaches.
Peach,
I mean, I know you'd want Eat a
apples.
Turnip Day.
Oh, I want that every day.
Every day would be
Eat
a Turnip
Day.
I don't know how the marketing people would sell that one to people.
That
but,
would be a good one. Hmm. I got the first of the Armagh Bramley apple actually through the week. Somebody had there was one of the wee farm shops to go to had got some, and they're absolutely lovely. You know, just so you could do this. If you wanted to have your own local eating a Bramley apple day, you could make a wee bit of stewed apple and replace the peaches with that.
We might do that.
So
we might do something with apples next week then, if you have those Bramleys, that might be a good opportunity.
I know, and it's my favourite time of year, John.
Get in early.
The phone goes now, and I've got fruit now, and you can have fruit, and it's great, all the local stuff.
Late August, yep. Given heavy rain and sun, uh-huh. The blackberries would ripen. Good old Seamus.
Apples and blackberries maybe next week.
There you go. I feel a plan coming on already.
I feel a plan coming on.
If you want to make a peach shortcake with smashed raspberry cream, Paula's podcast, the Cooking with Paula podcast, will be available in the afternoon. Or the recipes on the website, you just go to the episode page of the John Toll Show and find it there. Or if you give us a ring here, 030 30 80 55 55, we'll send you one out in the post. Paula, thanks a million. Sounds delicious.
Thanks, John.
Take care. Hopefully, you never know, sometime soon we'll get to actually eat some of this food.
maybe get to see you in reality. It'd
you
be
never
nice,
know.
Wouldn't
That'd
it?
Be lovely.
You
That'd
never
be lovely.
Know. All right.
Thanks a million.
Okay, John. Thanks a million.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.